Tasmania, though affectionately known to the locals as Tassie, is an island state belonging to the Commonwealth of Australia and is located some 150 miles south of the Australian mainland. It's the 26th largest island in the world, with a population of just over 500,000 people, half of whom live in the Greater Hobart area. Tasmania's land area compares in size to the Republic of Ireland. Kingston sits as a satellite town some 10 miles to the south of Hobart and provides easy access to the state's capital. The state is named after Dutch explorer Abel Tasman, who made the first reported European sighting of the island on the 24th of November 1642. The early settlers were mostly convicts and their military guards, with Tasmania being reserved for the worst offenders. All hope, however, was not lost, as churches from the UK began sending out ministers and evangelists to preach the gospel and establish churches amongst the forgotten of society. Presbyterian, Anglican, and Baptist churches were built to service the needs of the island. The Baptist Tabernacle in Hobart was designed after Charles Spurgeon's Metropolitan Tabernacle and received numerous preachers from Spurgeon's College, including his own son Thomas, who visited the island on no less than 5 separate occasions. Kingston has been known as the Bible Belt of Tasmania, with numerous churches of all persuasions to be found in the area. This is in no small measure due to the number of Dutch immigrants who arrived in the area shortly after World War II, with many of them bringing their Reformed faith with them, and who upon their arrival quickly built churches and Christian schools, both of which still exert a strong Christian influence on the community that can still be seen today. The Free Presbyterian Church of Ulster has had a long-time interest in establishing churches in Australia, with congregations in Lough, Port Lincoln and Perth dating back to 1976. The work in Kingston commenced in the summer of 2003, with a handful of believers meeting in a rented room in a local medical centre. Soon afterwards, Sunday services commenced and a Sunday school soon followed. Before long, it became apparent that a more permanent home would be required for the fledgling congregation. The old Reformed church building, which they had outgrown and moved on from, and had become a hardware store in the intervening years, was purchased, renovated, and prepared to welcome the new congregation. A Sunday school room was added the following year, which also serves for children's meetings, Bible studies and prayer meetings, as well as the occasional fellowship evening and Sunday fellowship lunches. In May of 2009, Noel Clydesdale was elected and appointed as an elder to the congregation. Noel and his wife Ethel are both originally from Northern Ireland, but have lived in Tasmania for over 30 years. Between the years of 2007 and 2013, the congregation had no permanent minister, but they nonetheless enjoyed the pulpit ministry of some 20 ministers, missionaries, licentiates and laymen who supplied the pulpit needs for extended periods of time. Our journey to Tasmania began in 2012 when the Reverend Ian Harris, chairman of our mission board, asked if perhaps I might join that ever-growing list of ministers and supply relief to the Kingston congregation. We considered his telephone call to be most providential, as we believe the Lord was calling us back to minister in Australia after having previously spent almost 3 years in South Australia in the Lough congregation, as well as an outreach work in the city of Adelaide before returning to Northern Ireland and spending 10 very happy years in Tyndale Memorial. We gave ourselves to prayer, and in October 2013, landed in Tasmania, believing this to be the Lord's will for us. Our initial 2 years went by very quickly, and we made the decision to transition from a temporary visa to a permanent one. Our children had settled very quickly, and were very happy attending Calvin Christian School, and that certainly made our decision to stay very easy indeed. To say that we were welcomed with open arms would be an understatement indeed. From the moment that we arrived, we were made to feel very much at home amongst the congregation. The fact that there were a number of Northern Ireland accents in the congregation was a very welcome surprise. Truly, you can take the man out of Ulster, but you can't take Ulster out of the man. It would seem that even 30 years in Tasmania cannot soften a Belfast accent. I have been greatly impressed by the knowledge of the Word of God that the people possess here. Their love for sound doctrine and their hunger for the things of God is an encouragement to any pastor's heart. The little group that so faithfully met together during the long years of vacancy are to be greatly commended for their steadfastness and faithfulness to the work when so many others would have drifted away. Attendances at the Lord's Day services was relatively small, with only 15 to 20 people making up a core group that could be depended upon to be at both services. And at first our ministry amongst them was one of consolidation, holding on to ground that had already been won and not slipping back. But little by little, the Lord's blessing was becoming more evident in our little fellowship. Visitors who had been infrequent in their attendance now were starting to attend each Lord's Day and then prayer meetings. Some who had drifted away during the vacancy slowly but surely made their way back again. Others who were becoming increasingly dissatisfied with the lack of real spiritual depth in their previous churches started attending the services and began flourishing under the gospel ministry. Our numbers have grown from 15 to 20 to now 35 to 40 on the Lord's Day. And truly it is the Lord's doing, and it is marvellous in our eyes. We can't compete with the other local churches when it comes to entertainment, not that we would want to. No rock bands blasting out their so-called worship songs, no donkey rides for the children on Palm Sunday, or bouncy castles to entertain the kids while the parents attend the services, no clowns or jugglers or local celebrities, no 10-minute homilies to make them feel good about themselves and where nobody is offended. We don't do church like the others around us. We sing old hymns and psalms, and we read from an old Bible, and our pulpit is still in the centre of the church and not pushed off to the side to make way for a band stage. And we preach the gospel in season and out of season, and reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine, and Christ is preached in all his fullness to men in all their need. We will never be the most popular church in the area, and we're not trying to be. We want to be the most faithful and loving and obedient and Christ-exalting church that we can be. The work amongst the boys and girls of Kingston is one that's very dear to our heart. It's tragic that so many are growing up without even the most basic understanding of the gospel. After-school Bible clubs have proven very difficult to start, simply due to the sheer volume of sporting and social activities that are on each day for the children. We have, however, had much greater success with 5-day clubs run during the school holidays. The school term is 10 weeks on and then 2 weeks off, and so this has enabled us to run 4 clubs a year. We find that by the second week of the holidays, the parents are glad to send their children somewhere for a few hours each day. Choruses, quizzes and Bible lessons are the order of the day, followed by some games and activities. Pizza and ice cream on the last day is always a surefire winner. Please pray for these children and their parents, that God would save them and bring them into the church family. When I think of the little work in Kingston, the words of Paul in 2 Corinthians come to mind, "For the love of Christ constraineth us." If there were no Free Presbyterian work in Kingston, where would the believers go? Tasmania is not like Northern Ireland, with an evangelical church on every corner. There are perhaps only 2 or 3 other churches on the island that we could recommend, and 2 of them are at least a 2-hour journey away. My heart goes out to the faithful few, who for so long have been like a sheep without a shepherd. The words of Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 10 have always been a challenge to me and seem quite suitable. "Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might." I believe the Lord has yet a people in the Kingston area, and his sheep will hear his voice and follow him, and we must do our part and go out and find them and point them to the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world.